the base of a Captain Saberhole is that they're like, I've heard everything about you, but I can treat you right. So that's literally how they think. Oh, okay, sure. I'm a man. I'm strong enough to wipe away your past. And, you know, that's how Captain Saberhole think.
Yeah, guys, there used to be a thing where niggas used to have pride about themselves. Like, nicknames, bro. That's what this Ibizos of Mtsizwa is. It's just nicknames or things that you're known for.
Yeah, it's like... Your credentials.
Yeah.
Your street cred,
bro. Niggas used to have street cred.
We're banging. Zulu people bang.
Effort, bro. I'm telling you, I'd make sure I get a woman lingerie if she work for me. Ooh, look at her.
Nah, they'll just go to Dubai and get shit on to buy some more.
Damn! Rest before we do rest.
Let me mansplain podcast.
Hello.
You know this whole Captain Saberhole complex that niggas have. It's mad tiring because, Yazi, you know what I love about myself is that I bring out people's true selves whenever they speak to me. I remember one nigga called me a Captain Saberhole because of a situation that didn't even seem like no Captain Saberhole situation. But I was like, okay, this has nothing to do with being a Captain Saberhole. Then I'm like, maybe something's going on in his life where he's saving a hole, or he usually saves holes. I know that he saves holes, but okay. I was like, alright, okay, cool, let me see what happens. A day or two passes, I get information, I get interludes, I know this is a Captain Save a Hole, we saved a hole, and then now the hole is doing a number on him.
So sad.
So I'm like, okay, people usually project, and Captain Save a Hole projects, but then the base of a Captain Save a Hole is that they're like, I've heard everything about you, but I can treat you right. That's literally how they think. Oh, okay, sure. I'm a man. I'm strong enough to wipe away your past. And, you know, that's how Captain Saberhole think.
You're not a fucking computer, dog. You can't just wipe away a person's fucking past.
Yeah, Dre and Michelle say that toners can be deleted.
Oh, hell no!
Now you know that's coming from Dre and Michelle.
Yep.
From the Skriats.
Yep.
Why would you ever listen to that? Why? She produces simp niggas, I believe. She's definitely produced a bunch of simp ass niggas, bro. You must got bazi. But I remember Quavo simping over her though. Yo. That's when I realized it's like, oh, love our fans.
And Dre and Michelle.
Who's Dre and Michelle? Isn't it the light skinned bitch?
Dre and Michelle, yeah.
Light skin bitch.
It's not Sweetie.
No. Light skin bitch. Light skin bitch, she was in the music video, innit? She was in one of the music, but anyway. I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
I just didn't know the Quavo part. But anyway, as you can hear, as we're not going to explain where niggas are now. Niggas will come and explain for themselves in the comeback.
Bro, they know by now.
But anyway, you're chilling with Wesley Sniper shooting from a distance like Roberto Carlos.
Okay, no, I can't feel among the stars of Cookie Mali. I can't see the cabin in the band of opera, plus like a piece in Amgani. See, Dan, say, such as.
And this is a Let Me Mansplain podcast where
everything
goes just as long as you can mansplain it.
Level. Wait, asaphelele, guys. Siyashoda.
Asiphelelanga. Kushoda ubhevi.
Hayi, asiphelelanga. Hayi, asiphelelanga. Kodwa uzobuya shimi.
Yeah, but Yazi, I've never realized how automatic the intro is to me now.
Bro, can I tell you that I say it even when I'm like by myself?
Yeah, you see, when something actually happens like in real life, and then like, oh, maybe I'm finished talking to a chick, and then like I get on number, like, shoot from a distance like your friend's gonna. That shit goes up in my head, bro. That shit goes up. It goes up. I'm like, yeah.
Well, mine is very tagazelo zam, so it's kind of like, oh no, my angati tagazeli bizo zobunzizwa. If y'all motherfuckers know what that even means.
No, they don't, because a lot of people on Zulu, the people that listen to us are on Zulu, but okay.
Aye, man. Yes, guys, there used to be a thing where niggas used to have pride about themselves. Like, nicknames, bro. That's what this Ibizos of Mtsizwa is. It's just nicknames or things that you're known for.
Yeah, it's just, it's like your credentials.
Yeah.
Your street cred.
Your street cred, bro. Niggas used to have street cred.
We're banging. Zulu people bang. Gang bang your surnames. You sure?
What the heck? And that's the stuff that about it, though. Hey, wait, let me not get deep on that gangbang shit. Wait, hold up.
Gangbang?
Ha! Gay!
I lay you.
Then explain, bro. Man, explain. This is what the pod is about.
Nah, I'm just thinking. It's like, Zulus, bro, for the longest time, have you ever noticed how if we're sitting and we're in a crew and we're in a group and someone just comes over and tries to start some shit, if it's a bunch of Zulu guys, you're not gonna get away with punching a nigga in front of us. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I've seen that with other, I'm not saying with ish banda, sorry because I've been around this country, but like I've seen with them, with say niggas will let you go ahead and get fucked up
with other tribes.
Yeah, so sometimes it's where you're fighting with the Xhosa guy, or you're in a clique with Xhosa guys, and then someone calls you out. Hey, them niggas won't let you, they won't let you go, bro. I am not even lying. They will let you go to. Hey, I know. Yes, I can 14. Who's begged? With Zulu guys, never. And it is our version of gangbanging. In fact,
you see in America, gangbanging is a culture. We actually have like legit culture. So what to them they call as gangbanging is basically what we usually do, or what is supposed to be done, or what was done back in the day. So it's not that deep where it's like, oh, it's not that, or we can't, yeah, it's not that deep where you'd be like, oh no, we gangbang, yeah, we copy. No. They're copying us because we had all our clan names and everything. We said all of that. We threw up our signs, but we threw up our legs.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you even remember that? I just remember the Kevin Hart joke. Remember that Kevin Hart joke where he goes, "You want a piece of this?" And he slaps his knees. Why would you even fuck with a person who's gonna lift their legs before they fuck you up, bro? It's like that alone is an intimidation. Shai haka before see the tabang.
Nah, but I like that's actually what I like about like the New Zealanders and all the and like, you know, not Fiji, but yeah, Fiji and all these Samoan islands.
Indigenous, yeah.
Yeah, I like cause they're like,
and they got, and you can see they've got that kinda, they got that anger in them, bro. Like, without a gun, you see that these niggas are shooters. I born with straight shooters like that, right there.
It should be actually mandatory.
It should
for everyone like around the world to learn whatever they don't or whatever.
Can I tell you something? In Limpopo, it's some real shit. They do it with the young men, and they teach them how to fight. They take them through the whole course, bruh. They teach them how to fight. They give them lessons on culture. They give them lessons on how to. They even give them lessons on how to court women.
Pella, they're raising a nation. Pella, they're raising what they want to see. With other nations, it's not necessarily... Everyone's about themselves these days.
Of course, cultures and we should
and
be.
Tribes and whatever, everyone's about themselves. But when they say it takes a village, that shit doesn't even apply anymore.
It doesn't.
Not
actually.
At all. And not anymore. In this day and age...
You can't trust anyone with your kids anymore.
Exactly, because people are weirdos out here. Because when I think about it, when I look at like movies from back in the day where they're like, oh, movies from the 70s, and they're like, oh no, that was the pedo down the road. Back when pedos were known and they lived there until one incident got them arrested or some shit. So those were things that were like there the whole time. So I'm like, okay, cool. A lot of these things seem new in this world. I keep saying, well, see, this world seems young as shit. I won't even lie to you. This world seems young because AIDS just came now. And by now, I mean like 50 to 60 years ago. But that was like, a lot of people were alive before AIDS.
I hear you, actually.
A lot of people were alive before apartheid, bruh.
Bruh. Okay. I mean, South Africa's fairly new. I mean, our democracy is fairly new. A lot of things in this world, even the fucking internet is fairly new, bruh. I was thinking, I think all these things that we now know that happen across the world have just been happening all this time. It's just we've never had access to this shit. It's like, I've never known what's happening in China up until I actually had access to the internet. And it depends when the internet hits me. Because, I mean, we all live in different, even if we live in the same country, we live in different societal norms.
I mean, I say that they're actually forcibly trying to move us into our new phase because we're kind of stuck. What's next?
They want, yeah, their blueprint is trying to make everyone industrialize, comply. You know what I'm saying?
We're robots.
And it's so scary. It's so scary how you niggas are just buying into this shit. I'm not going to lie to you. The Matrix is real. And there's a lot that you even if you try to escape, where the fuck are you going to live? What are you going to do? How are you going to succeed? And that's where power is born, I think. That's how power is born. Because you end up realizing, if I can't change the fucking system, I might as well join it. That's how I think the rest of the world gets fucked over. When good people, nah, but let go, because it's like, I ain't about to get poor, because I'm trying to fight these niggas.
Nah, but my thing is, like, I feel like people look at it the wrong way. People look at it the wrong way, where it's supposed to be, you're supposed to learn the system, or infiltrate the system, and then, you know, learn what you can from the system and then try to beat it. Instead of now trying to be on the outside, not know nothing about your opponent, you're supposed to study your opponents. Whether you're inside or you actually get the appropriate information, you're supposed to study your opponents, then go ahead and do so. So if you want to be some systematic warrior or whatever, like Kendrick, you must go ahead and do your research or get into it. Get into the industry to now tell everyone, who would say, bro, this industry is like this, or life is like this. I've gained so much money that I can look at, or I can have five different perspectives, literally and figuratively.
You know, one person, speaking of Kendrick, one person who actually tried to do that, and I remember his son saying, he said it to his son, and then his son, a few years later, repeated it, Willie, Big Willie.
I was about to say, because Jaden Smith said in that song, my dad said, if you can't beat the system, you have to, like, learn it.
Or something like that. I remember him saying that. And then, I mean, look at what the system did to Big Willie, bro. Ay.
It wasn't the system. We all know it wasn't the system. The system has nothing to do with that. Big Willie actually thrived in the system. He was a big fish in the system, literally.
They're throwing him off, though.
Not his fault. Well, is because of his actions, but yes, we all know who fueled him. Oh, yes, come on, man.
I feel you. But it's, at the end of the day, they're doing their best to kick him. Even if they're not getting to him.
It was self-inflicted, Pet. It wasn't the system who swallowed him. It was self-inflicted. That's the main difference. He did it himself. He was fine. And then he did that to himself. So you can't say, well, no, the system is swallowing me. Nah, he did some dumb shit.
Yeah, that is kind
of niggas have to be accountable.
And then he tried to save it, and it was like, eh.
But
it was like,
save it where?
He did release an apology.
Oh, you can apologize, but he knows what's the. He's even said, "Wusi, I know I'm gonna follow all the guidelines he gave me, and he's gonna accept all the punishments that he gets." So he knew it was over by then. Oh, it's really not that deep. But back to Kendrick, how do you find the Hot Pot 5?
Too deep. Too deep for anyone to have, like, anyone who's trying to analyze it right now, I think that they're doing a crappy ass job. Like, relax. I feel like with Kendrick, you need the full context. That album, that song just showed me that the album is gonna be fucking amazing. And yeah, the Hot Pot 5, in terms of what he was speaking about, yeah, okay, like, I get that part. So we'll see what these men meant and what they stood for. Because we spoke about this yesterday. We were like, we even made comparisons between the people that he spoke, portraying?
Yeah, he was portraying.
Yeah, we can say he was portraying.
But the word is deepfake. Ugh, woke people shit.
But the people he was portraying, I think we made comparisons yesterday between how their stardom at some point was good for the communities that they represented, for the image that they wanted to be seen as, for the image that they portrayed and how they wanted to be seen as, but somehow, some way, they lost it. And when they lost it all. Like, with Nipsey, it was complete death. Kobe was actually gonna do some great shit after the NBA. Then, gone. OJ Simpson, one of everyone's, if you were born in the, or if you were young in the 70s and the 80s, if you were a football fan, everyone from black and white loved OJ. But when he did that shit, image tarnished. Will Smith. Everyone loved Will Smith. I loved Will Smith. Image tarnished. Juicy Smollett.
I don't like how you say image tarnished, because a lot of these niggas did it to themselves. A lot of them. OJ did it to himself.
I get it. I'm saying there's a comparison, though. all I'm saying is there's a comparison though, and you can't. It's okay. It's very hard to not escape this.
It was three niggas who did it to himself versus two niggas that had no choice. But then when you look at it from two sides of the spectrum, the three niggas that did it to themselves, it was Will, Jussie Smollett, and OJ.
Yes.
When you look at those three, it's like, okay, cool. It was the struggle between good and evil. It's like, at some point, I was good, and then the other side tapped into me, and then I fucked it up for myself. With Nipsey and Kobe. Nipsey and Kobe.
Yeah.
It was more so a thing of, okay, cool. I didn't know that... Okay, no, wait. I was spreading the correct energy and planting the correct seeds.
Yes.
But then I physically did not know that my job was done.
Yeah.
So I was taken from this earth, blah, blah, blah. But I actually want to start from jump when I first realized that the Hot Pot 5 is coming out. I was like, all the woke, fake woke niggas are now coming out to play. Oh my gosh. I hate niggas who are like, okay, now it's time to double down, dissect. For me, the hot songs are just a PSA for Kendrick. Those are just PSAs for me where he's like, okay, cool, this is where I am in thought before I drop my album. Because when you listen to all the hots, they are nothing like his albums.
Mm. Nothing. That is very true.
He's just saying, this is where I am right now. And basically this time is like, when he started saying what's for my fans, it's like, it's not necessarily about me now. It's about what's going on in quote unquote the culture, what's going on socially around now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he then tried to look at it from different perspectives rather than it always being about him and what he's going through. That's just basically how I caught that, but I didn't really deep it that much because I want to hear, hey, bruh, from this album on Friday, bruh, I want to hear Mike Will production and I want to hear J-Rock feature. That's all I want to hear.
I think there's going to be a Pharrell one as well because Pharrell's hopping onto all the big artists' albums now. And really, he loves Kendrick, so...
Aye, but really, like, Pharrell, when he was on Pusha's shit, it's just, you know, home connections, home ties.
Did we talk about that, though? Did we ever get to talk about it?
Talk about it, then. Don't just say it's good. Talk about it.
Okay. They're gonna die. Oh, that ad-lib. Fuck. I get it. Fine. That whole album, I've never... Okay, I'm not gonna say that it's a complete album because there are a few songs I don't fucking like.
No, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a complete album. It's just not for your ear.
I'm talking about me, Vel. I'm not talking about anyone else. Anyway, so for me, honestly, one of the best albums that have come out this year. I don't know anybody else who's going to release A Shame. Hey, I know Kendrick's the only one that I'm also looking out for. But other than that, one of the best albums I have to say. I have to give it to Pusha T. Brambleton. Yo.
That was a strong-ass intro.
Oh, like, my gosh.
When I listened to it, as a Pusha T, like, when I heard the beat, I'm like, this beat is too fire to be an intro, but it is an intro because you understand that the two niggas that worked on it, Kanye and Pharrell,
bruh,
they have a lot of shit in the chamber, bro, like, for the rest of the album. So, I like the way Pusha T, as much as he is this Joker thing, because Vail in this album, he tapped into his Joker side, like he said in his interviews, and Pharrell was like, no, bro, the Joker's just like you, like he explained. And then he's like, ah, it's okay, cool. So that's who he embodied in his music videos and his songs, the Joker love / his love throughout the whole album. Ah, kya, 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 kya. What's up, kya, 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 kya? He's South African, anyway. So,
the fuck?
When you come in with that intro, for me, I liked Ye's production. Wait, whose production was more?
Pharrell's production. I'm sorry, Pharrell.
I would also say Pharrell because as much as it's just that Pharrell has too many fire joints on the album. It's Neck and Wrist.
Mm-hmm.
It's Call My Bluff. It's
Open Air.
Yeah, for sure, that's fire too. What else does he have? But those ones were all fire to me. For me, my favorite song on the album is Call My Bluff. That's my shit. The first time I heard it. For me, it's the flow. And then when Push explained it, oh no, Pharrell wanted me to rap a certain way, like, yeah, well, Joker style. I'm like, yeah, like, it sounds right when you're relaxed and not aggressive. We'll say, calling my bluff, gonna answer, hello. Service with a smile when I hand out halos. I'm like,
I heard him say to Nori that he was grilling him about, he was like, yo, dude, do you want to carry on making mixtapes? Or do you just want to, or do you want to actually entertain people? I was like, yo, that's what he was trying to do with this album. Because... it's the same flows. He said it himself. I only know how to rap one way. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, bro. We're not gonna ask for much. We know that you're a drug talk, what, you're slow with you want, and he's intricate. He wants us to hear his words. Have you noticed?
That's why he said he wishes that his fans were more like J. Cole's fans. Because more of J. Cole fans are backpackers and they dissect lyrics. Pusha T's fans, like he said, are real G's, Ebo. They just feel what he says more than try to unlock and, you know, break down all of his... Pusha T's lyrics are layered. He doesn't say anything just to say anything.
Yeah, he's a pattern rapper.
Bruh, when he said, we specialize in not getting locked up, hey, Khan.
Sensational.
He let it breathe. Why?
I don't think they're going to get this one.
Convict music label.
Bruh.
Got locked up, they won't let me out. Jay, the whole embodiment of Akon was just, you know, convict shit, no pun intended. But it's just, bruh, like that small line was a heavy hit, it was a heavy one. Like, okay, cool. He knew the songs where he had to go heavy bars on, and he knew the songs where he had to chill a bit.
The one song I'm not gonna, like, a lot of people say they like it, and I've noticed that they do like a shame. The one with Uzi, FM.
I won't listen to it once. I haven't listened to it again.
Me too. That's the fucked up thing. Like, I always skip it, bro. Like, it comes on with the album. I'm like, I skip. Like,
I won't lie to you. I honestly thought Kendrick was going to be on the album, but it makes sense that he wasn't.
And, yeah, it makes sense in what sense, though?
Kendrick is about to drop.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm also thinking.
A Pusha T verse will be fire. I mean, a Pusha T feature will be fire, but...
Yep, I get you. Actually,
just give me time.
Give me space. Actually, not even time. Give me space. Yeah. Let me do my thing, and then
Hendrix, sensational.
Oh, keep it, mama. I.
Chickens.
Ah,
boy. You see, I never liked you.
That album is amazing. What an
album!
Amazing album.
It's a 10 out of 10 for me because I probably only don't like 2 songs, maybe.
And it's the songs that most people like. Like, For a Nut. Yeah, I don't like For a Nut. Oh, even when I'm jogging, I change that shit, bruh. Like, I don't like that shit, bruh.
I delete songs that I don't like. For me, my go-to songs, right? Even plus the deluxe. All 5 or 6 songs in the deluxe were 5.
I know which song you're going for.
No. But the Kodak hook was fire. Okay. My favorite song is the one with Babyface Ray. No security. No security guards.
That's the extended version.
The deluxe version.
Yes.
But I know. Other than that, it's Chickens.
That's for me. Chickens and affiliation with Lil Durk. And 7 Ebra, even the intro for me. Hey boo, 712 BPM. Hey boo,
bruh. Hey, you see, what ATL Jacob did with the production on fucking In Lake Ghost something.
Ghost. Whose album is that?
Future's album. Ghost. What's the song called?
Oh, we're still talking about this album.
Yes. ATL Jacob produced half, like, a lot of the songs on it.
Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost was fire. Shit, that beat. I paused this and shit for us. But how do you find the first Drake feature, Wait For You, with Tims?
I'm over. Bruh, we said this before. Bruh, it's about time Drake got back to talking his shit. Like, nonsense. That stupid shit that he says to women. Ooh, I loved it. It was sensational.
Sensational.
For once, let him be him. Let him be him, bruh. Like, I missed that Drake.
Yeah, Drake was talking top-notch fuckboy shit there. Bruh, a man said that he has a career that takes his time away from women. No, it doesn't.
No,
you make music for them.
Oh, bruh.
Like, literally, what career, nigga?
Oh,
bro. Hey, bro, in the entertainment industry, they're all around you, bro. Like, you see, that's a nonsense that you have to talk to women, bro. It's like, listen, I don't have time for you, but I make time for you.
Sensational.
Hey, bro, in nonsense that you have to say to women sometimes.
Even their music video matched the nonsense they were speaking. Did you see the music video?
top-notch nonsense.
Top-notch nonsense. He's making a queen wait at home while he's out there with the niggas, and then he's got a bitch. And then he sends his homie, who's Drake. Come on, imagine Drake being your shooter. Imagine Drake being the nigga you send back to your girl because you don't trust the other nigga because you think he's fucking you.
Sensational.
Bruh, I was like...
If you're just, no. He only sent Drake because he was like, I'm fine, love.
Sensational.
Remember, that's why he sent Drake.
Sensational, actually.
He was smart about it.
I just got it.
When he was like, I'm good at love.
Sensational.
He was saying, do so. It's fine to send Drake. It's okay.
Yeah, I am Drizan.
Like Drake was able to assess the situation and see if he wants to. And then Amon One, how'd you find Amon One?
Amon One. The only thing, I like the song. The only thing that annoys me is they should have joined their hooks.
Yeah.
They should have joined their hooks.
Cause if I immediately hold up. All my bitches on my protect. Hey,
bust down, daddy, bust down a thotty.
Okay.
Sensational.
If I heard those two together, like even when I'm also jogging, I hear it, so I'm like, wait, it's too far apart.
Pods.
Like, let me hear the shit together. But bro, other than that, any other song on the album that you liked?
Ghost.
Sorry.
You told me that you're falling out of love with me.
I knew you were going there.
I knew. And Puffin on Zooties, though.
Puffin on Zooties is fire. I don't like it like on first listen, but when I went back,
it's one of those DS2 type vibes. Like you getting that old future.
Bro, I'm that nigga.
When you're jogging.
I'm that nigga.
Hey,
you bouncing with it. You're like, okay, I'm that nigga. Yes, I am. I'm a complete the steep hill. I am that nigga. But anyway, speaking of I never liked you, it's time to get into this week's top five.
Top five. What's the top five this week?
While I hit the blood. This week's top five is the top five things you've never liked slash your pet peeves.
You give me an example.
I'm just gonna give you my five and then you're gonna add yours in the honorable mentions.
Alright, cool.
The top five things I've never liked / my pet peeves. Number five, I have children. I fucking hate children. You see children, once they get to that age when they start asking questions, go away.
Wow.
Go away. I just don't like children. It's like I can chill with children, like I can't chill with you like for long though. It's like you know I can take it, like if my siblings ever have children, like yeah, I can chill with them for a day, but not for a week. It's not gonna happen that way. You're not gonna annoy me. Nah, I'm good.
You're not gonna be a good uncle.
No, I'm gonna treat them like Jay, but you'll barely see me. Like I don't have to be seen. Like,
oh, you wanna, my child. You're the rich uncle.
I'm gonna just come and give them stuff. Yeah, let's go. if like my sisters and the husband or whatever needs a break, and then I know, let's go. Let's go to the soccer field or whatever.
You're gonna be one of those uncles who make the kids naughty though.
Yeah,
you see.
I don't mind, but I'll constantly specialize, or I'll constantly let them know that I will snitch on you. Like I don't play that. Like yeah, but especially when they get older, I will snitch on you. Like understand, I'm your uncle, so I will snitch on you.
Bitches.
But if you're gonna do some stupid shit, I will snitch.
But anyway, number four, yo, damn.
Like yeah. If I was a parent, I'd be very responsible. But with my nieces and nephews, like anything, like I want to go to a party. Do your parents know? Yeah, but if you're gonna try finesse me, nah, I'm snitching.
What? They're the ones I would never snitch on. But anyway, carry on. Yeah. But wow. Anyway,
kids finesse, bro. Don't even. I remember.
They're
myself.
Not my kids.
That's my thing. Okay. I remember myself as a kid, and kids finesse everyone.
I finesse my uncles and aunts too. That's why I'm saying it's okay to let them. But anyway, carry on. Number four.
Anyway, number four, I just hate being lazy.
Okay.
I don't know.
I also don't like being.
What? You don't like being? This nigga, bro, takes 2 hours to go fucking make a meal.
That's not being late, nigga. I was here, nigga.
No, being late means when we say, okay, sure, we're gonna do something. This time we're gonna do it. Get ready. This nigga, you get this, like, nah, I still gotta go do some shit. And then goes for 2 hours and completes whatever he was doing.
Number three. Okay. So,
number three. Of the things I've never liked, people who panic. People who panic piss me off.
Bitch ass niggas.
It's not even about being a bitch ass nigga. It's just sit down or calm down, look around you and see what's going on. Of course, I understand that not everyone can calculate as fast as the next person. But I just don't like someone who will panic instead of just stop and think of a solution. Like, a lot of people just need to learn to think of a solution. Like, don't annoy me. Shit.
Shit! Like, shit, man!
I legit tell someone to keep quiet while I think of a solution. Like, don't do that now. But anyway. Number two of the top five things I've never liked. Raisins. I cannot eat raisins. Them shits made me throw up when I was in grade one. Never had them ever again. Ever.
This is not a pet peeve. That's more like a dislike. It's just...
Yeah, it's a thing I've never liked. Oh, it's a the things I've never liked / pet peeve.
Oh, okay.
I never liked raisins. It's just some nasty ass shit.
Wow, raisins and kids in one list. Yes, it's... Damn.
And number one, my top pet peeve of all time. Extroverts. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I know you and extroverts. You hate those motherfuckers.
Niggas come.
You hate.
Bruh, you know, it'll sound like, you know, do you remember the wild Thornberries on Nickelodeon? It sounds like that kid that couldn't speak. They sound like that to me. It's like, shit, stop. It's like, we can sit in silence. It's okay.
You don't like loud motherfuckers. What are my pet peeves? Oh, my biggest pet peeve. Like, I don't mind a nigga who lies, but if you're lying for no reason, like for no absolute reason, I don't care if you're lying about your status and whatnot. I don't give a fuck about that. That's you. That's all you. And one day we're gonna catch you out. But like, if you're lying for no reason, and especially on something that, like, pertains to a lot of people, or a lot of people are in that group, and then you lie and you know you're the link, and then you just lie for no reason, that's just fucked up.
That's always something I've advocated for. That is actually like my real life number one.
Far-fetched lying.
There are certain things you can lie about.
Yeah.
If I said, hey, when was the last time you went for a jog, like this morning, and you probably went yesterday, fine, you can lie about that. It's not necessarily my business. That's on you. That's fine. But if it's like, you come to me and say, hey, bruh, this whole workout I did this morning and you haven't worked out in a month, the fuck you lying to me?
What is the point? There's no need. What are you trying to say? Yeah, it's like, that's my, like, unnecessary lying. Especially niggas who cap for image. Like, when you cap, it's okay to say you got a car, mhlambe ayifile. But when every day you're gonna keep on, yeah, I'm a damn feel, what the, you keep remind for words. Why? You want us to know, but we like, nah, bro. Like, capping for no reason for me. Like, capping, let's just say that. Capping, don't cap, bro.
But it's like faking till you make it. It's like fake it till you make it type shit.
Like I said, I don't mind you lying. You can fake it till you make it. Cause, bro, I've had motherfuckers lie about kids.
Damn.
Kids. Damn. Kids. Why would you lie about children? Why would you lie about having children? Like, that's lying for no reason. You want to impress us with the spam sacos at sevens? We don't care about that shit, nigga.
Damn.
Next.
But no, that's my biggest one. It's just capping. Like, capping for no reason. That's my only big one. Like, huge one.
I know. I usually have a long list of things because I'm a highly irritable person. But right now, I can't think of them this dang because amazing.
Another thing is, you know, with the things that annoy you in life, you never know something annoys you up until it actually hits your face. And so, it's like in front of you, it's being presented to you. Like granny panties. You don't know that you don't like them until you see them. You're like, ah, yeah, yeah, the shandies, learn up face, and gag. If I match the shandies, face. Abo.
Granny panties. I know. Granny panties, bro. I don't, like, bruh, sometimes you wouldn't care, just get to the pussy. If the pussy good, who cares?
Bruh, gang, buffet. So sometimes, you know, I like the aesthetic, bruh. Especially if a woman is hot. You see when you're fucking, course, like a bruh, really
but
sexy
but she
girl.
Wouldn't come with granny panties.
Hey, bruh, hey, you've never had a bomb blow up in your face, huh?
No, I'm glad I haven't. You know, I keep saying, Usi, there are some things in life that we don't have to all experience. It's okay. It's truly okay. I don't have to see these granny panties. I'm fine. Like, all of them actually have one matching A. Yeah, and I know it's, yeah, you came prepared. Yeah. And the thong, 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 thong.
You just every time we talk about this, I keep remembering one person who went all out, bro. She had a little thing with the straps. You know the one with the straps, but they were hanging. They weren't tied onto anything. Cause she, when she came in, it looked as if she was about to take it off. I was like, oof. But anyway, oh. Yeah, if there are any women who are listening to this, I mean, like, guys, please, siyacela bandla. Zaman bandla at least. Tenga ilanjere. Yazi lingerie if it's ayibizi kanjani. Ayibizi. Because here's my thing. If you wear lingerie for the first time and you show it to your nigga, now you're telling him that this is what the fibers of your body accept, yabo. You like looking like this. So he's going to make an effort, bruh. I'm telling you, I'd make sure I get a woman lingerie if she wore it for me, too, bruh.
Nah, they'll just go to Dubai and get shit on to buy some more. Damn!
Rest before we do rest.
Hey, ah. Jesus! Hey,
man. Look out.
Bro, because it's like, as soon as Musk took over Twitter, all these shits just started, haha.
Sensational.
Holy shit.
All these shits just decided to resurface out of nowhere.
Bruh. There was one of a chick who was getting fucked by a dog. Did you see that one?
And she was squirting.
Oh, you're nasty.
Aye, guys.
It's like you've numbed yourself to the point of I don't know what to do that type shit.
I ain't getting it, bro. Niggas are taking it. Bitches and niggas. All of y'all just taking it too far. And what are niggas in Dubai do? Why, bro? For what kind of show of power is that?
No, but you see, here's my thing. Like, we've known all of this. Like, I hate it whenever everyone wants to stand on a moral high ground and be like, oh no, how could they do this? But we've known this. It happens. Those people get a kink out of those things and give you an option to accept or not. If you accept it, that's on you. Be accountable that you accepted to do that for the money. Is it wrong that people do that for people to have money? Yeah, but they gave them the option. And they took the option. If the person was struggling, blah, 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 hey, that's on them. They decided to go that avenue. There are many other avenues to go. But I don't like this thing of not having some or any sort of or any type of accountability on people who actually choose to do that. Yes, there is a lot of trafficking, of course. But those videos that we're seeing are not of
trafficking. That's not trafficking. Them motherfuckers are happy to be sitting there eating kaka, gamnad, because that bitch had her mouth open wide.
Yo! Ah, we, ma! Oh, we, kaka, no fair food.
Imagine a whole face full of peanut butter.
And oh, happy baby, bad pele. They eat chili, so yeah, good to be very. Oh, aye. And it was runny, dog. It wasn't even like a stool. It was runny. That's a pudding.
That was okay. It showed what he was eating his veggies. It wasn't.
Masimba kanjan.
Yeah, like it wasn't like.
So keep it simple, dog.
It didn't just hang out and like stop. She would have to catch it. She'd actually have to deep throat it.
Oh, you nasty.
How far would you draw the line, though? I'm asking you now, personally, as a person. How far would you draw the line if it came to anything like that or any situation like that?
Your niggas know me. I'd rather trap.
Bruh, like. My nigga, we'd rather get arrested, bro. And gag and find a
heist once,
bro. Fuck that shit, bro. Ha! You, I'm a Simba, dog.
I'd rather try, bro. Heist, same time.
Bro, like,
you know who else is performing a well carried out heist? Real Madrid.
Oh, Lord.
These niggas, bro, they looted PSG, they looted Chelsea, now they looted Man City.
They're on a run, fine. Money heist.
Like, they got all the teams with money.
Hey, plus, bro.
Literally all the teams with money. New PSG, new Chelsea, new
Man City.
Ah,
bang.
But my thing is with... But here's my thing about the way Madrid play. I saw this with PSG, and then I was like, interesting, but okay. And then I saw it with Chelsea, and then I was like, nah, I'm dead sure that they do this shit. And then they did it to Man City. Real Madrid have this thing of sitting back and watch it. Like, they play, but then their final pass isn't made instinctively.
Yes.
They just continue playing and then get the ball where they need to. And if they score, good for them. And then when it gets around to the 70th minute,
That's when they decide to
Ancelotti decide to make a change. Or two. One of those changes is Rodrigo.
Dangerous change.
Once Rodrigo comes on, suddenly final pass now. That one that where they killed Chelsea with, where Ben scored. Oh, no, no, where Rodrigo scored, the one, the outside foot assist by Modric. Final pass. He could have gone anywhere else, but no, we're getting straight to the goal now. Man. I was like, okay, that happened to PSG, but PSG were just outplayed. Then Chelsea, we fucking clawed our way back just to get knocked out in the end of the game.
Guys had the game.
Man City, like, here's the thing. Chelsea didn't have the game. We're 3-0 down. So we came back and fought. We didn't necessarily have the game, but we eventually got it. I mean, like, hey, cool, 10 minutes or 15 minutes left to try and defend it. And niggas are tired. Madrid, their tactics were amazing. I won't even lie. After the changes, and then they just destroyed niggas. But Man City had it. They won the first leg, what, 3-2 or something? Or 3-2.
3-2.
And then they scored one and held it and held it and held it. I went to sleep at the 81st minute thinking, I know the game is done. Oh, wake up the next brat. I check WhatsApp statuses. I Man City. I'm like, hold on, Jesus. Hold on. What happened now? Checked.
Choked.
Defeated.
They choked.
City, bro. I thought City were going to have it. But then, Yaya Toure.
Hey, that voodoo works, son. Ah, that voodoo works.
That Yaya Toure is special. I think it was just like his manager or something. Someone just put the voodoo on him. Yeah, but Pep Guardiola will never win the UCL ever again. Will never ever win the Champions League ever again. I keep telling y'all niggas. And I was like, oh, wow, he might get so far. So now it's Man City. I'm not, sorry, it's now Real Madrid versus Liverpool.
That's a big game.
Who do you think will win there?
I don't, bruh. The way that you just described Real Madrid, I don't even think Liverpool's going to be able to come back
And hold on, who did Liverpool beat to get to the final again?
Wasn't it Villarreal?
Yeah. But they fought. They came back.
They hit that two.
And then Liverpool were like, hold on.
Still Liverpool.
They were like, wait. I thought we were just playing for fight now. Like, come on.
Come on, man.
Then they came back and now they're in the final. But I think Madrid is going to win this. I hope they don't use the same tactic, even though it won them the league. So
it might just win. And it kind of worked in the Champions League. So if they hold on.
Literally worked.
If they hold on to it, they could.
But they're too above everyone in terms of class. Their finishing is disgusting. Like, the team knows how to work together, even though it's a brand new team.
But that's also Liverpool. You could also apply that last point to Liverpool.
Here's my problem with Liverpool. Their high line.
Yes,
any team that knows
too much.
Any team that knows is away. Mind you, there's something about, I don't know what it is about their high line, that I don't know if people's class isn't that good or it's the way they defend.
They hold it.
That doesn't allow anyone to release those balls on the top. But I don't know what it is, but their high line is easily penetrable. Like, you see the Capital One Cup final. The Carabao Cup final against Liverpool.
Yeah.
Chelsea were running rampant on their high line.
Mm-hmm.
Running rampant.
And they still have was actually it. Even doing numbers on them. Oh, well. We'll see. But I do believe... I want Liverpool to win, but I think Real Madrid has it in the bag, bro. No lie. The way that they've been moving these days... Ancelotti and Azu Badlisanda Bafana Ngari. From America.
So should we make him the simp of the week? Or do you want to give him simp of the week? Quentin Bunny? What's his name? Mini Jamini's husband. Yeah, simp of the week doesn't have a name. No. Simps don't have a name. Mini Jamini's husband. Or ex-husband.
Sensational.
Quentin, they're the guys. Whatever his bitch ass name is. I feel bad for him.
I can't call a nigga simp when I don't know what he did. Like, I understand the situation, I know, but it's like, I can't call him something there when I don't know exactly.
But bruh, we can call this nigga a simp. Bro, who doesn't know who Mini Lamini is, bruh? Who doesn't?
Yeah, that's
come on, bruh. Let's not act like.
Yeah, like, it's not being said off of nothing. Like, it's being said off of knowledge.
Exactly. Oh, bro, we all know she belongs to the streets.
She belongs to the streets.
So, mind you, when he did this thing and he was trying to make an honorable woman out of her, I mean, it made sense. It made sense that no nigga in South Africa. I mean, ukune, what? Yin akauti sukune. Yin.
I don't know.
We don't know. Mara, uyacabanga nawe uma usuyi-out ukuthi njengehlo le-out uma usuthatha ukubheka ukuthi oh okay konto eyayibona uboy ukuthi yazini ayimashi grand eshandisa wamashi yini eyikawudisa amanye amajita because I mean she, it's not like and then umjita from America because he doesn't know her akamazi shem
no like I said earlier it's like a capsule save a whole complex like a lot of things are black and white to me sadly because it's like a lot of things don't fall off for stupidity because at the end of the day we all make decisions as long as like as much as the decision that you made was stupid for you or whatever you made the decision you had a thought behind it you had a plan behind it and it's so crazy how we're talking about this and looking at a picture of him it's crazy
sim but card he got his whole sim card bro Slick Talk gave him a sim card bro hey that is just ay. What's his name
Quentin something
we don't even know you who's with divorce
can the people with money know what that is
Fids.
But I know. But I keep saying, see, today it's the year of the man, of the man's playing. Niggas are up again. Pella, you know, it's at least he's leaving.
Yeah, he woke up, shame. He was in a trance.
About Johnny Depp, it's the year of the man. Get that win. Get that W.
Oh my gosh, y'all should see what Amber Heard is doing. She's on some stupid shit, bro. I wasn't so dumb.
Honestly, please explain to me, because I don't know exactly. I just caught it halfway in between the trial. I'm like, why is he playing recordings of this chick being crazy? She was like, you'll never believe me. I mean, no one
they'll never believe you because you're a man. Yeah. I mean, that's just it made sense. I guess he caught on to the fact what she was doing and what I guess it wasn't the first time Footsie gig because you can't be recording a person if it's the first time that they're saying something. So I guess he knew that they'd reached this stage of their relationship, and it's not surprising. But bruh, the one thing that's most funny, you should see some of the memes and some of the, not even memes, videos of her, just not even, forget memes, videos of her being weird as fuck. I don't know how that woman is an actor because in the court, she's trying so hard. There's one video where she's getting up, right? Johnny is about to go to testify in the witness stand, right? And she was sitting in the witness stand. She gets up and then she's trying to act as if she's scared of Depp, right? Because Depp is getting closer to the witness stand. And then she ducks behind the security officer and she's holding on to him. And then he's like, okay, I'll take it. I'm like,
that is acting.
But the worst type, if you had to see that shit, the worst type. Everyone in the fucking court laughed. Pella, it's the worst type Pella, of thing.
You can also push mental health, whatever. So, like, bruh, like, she knows what she's doing. Like I said, at the end of the day, everyone makes a choice. That's literally what everyone does. You make a choice. No matter how stupid the decision was, the choice is what you did. You decided to do that.
I get all of that.
And they mainly laugh because it's like, we know that you're not the victim. It's just a manner of formalities that we're doing all of this shit. We know you're not the victim. So if it was someone else, I almost made a joke. If it was someone else that did that, they would have been like, oh, shame.
Make that joke. Now I don't know.
If it was Meg Thee Stallion, everyone would be like, oh, shame.
I knew. Ew, you. Sensational, though. Yo.
Sensational.
But with this Johnny Depp thing, it's like, the whole thing is like, okay, cool. Now niggas now know what to do when it's time for covering yourself with crazy bitches. We now know. It's like niggas used to be like, I don't need to. But now niggas are now awake who would say, bruh, record that shit. Have your this, have your that. Because now it's like, I think Andrew Schultz said this. They now need an example made out of one of them to stop their bullshit on their side. And we know the bullshit that they do.
And that's, you know, it's fucked up though. If you've been fighting, let's say you've been fighting for black people's rights, or like, let's just use them. They've been fighting for women's rights and everything. This diminishes everything. Like, who are we going to believe now? Listen, and because that's the annoying thing about people, bro.
It doesn't diminish everything. But the thing is that when it comes to us as men, if one person's accused of something, all of us suddenly catch the charge for that.
You see what I'm saying? But
then, for them, it's like when one woman does something and there's receipts, and then it's like, nah, it's just her. She decides to do that. That's her. She's her own person. So it's like, okay, cool. There's obviously going to be the double standards and everything, but now at least there's a time where niggas are like, nah, we thought it was being a G by keeping quiet, but nigga, you're trying to profit off of this shit and making me look bad for this shit. Like Ray J. Ray J is now like, bruh, I kept quiet because we were getting to the bag. And now you make it seem like I'm the one who's holding your shit hostage.
Yeah, and then people don't want to play for the mafia, or they wanna play for the mafia, but they don't. When it's time to get shot, or when their shots are looking at them, running towards them.
The thing is, the pseudo victimization era is over. It's like you can't now stupidly act like a victim. You now need a plan again, because now niggas are wide awake.
Remember when Black China was about to act like a victim?
Aye, Black China was hilarious though. He actually joined niggas together with Tauk. Say, you pay how much? I know, get me the plug.
Bruh.
That was fire. That was fire to me. I won't even lie. That was fire shit to me.
I'll never understand. That's Zondan, best Fazan. Guys, carry on being toxic. This is my word. In fact, we should have a pimpology from now onwards. Word of the week. Guys, the first word of the week, please, ngiyanicela, carry on being toxic. Ngoba ngeke uze survive with that humble boy. Fuck. Stop being a fuck boy as well. Like, be toxic, but don't be a fuck boy. There's a difference, guys. There's a difference. If you need reference, please go listen to Hendrix. Listen to the best of the best. Trick as much as you can. As much as you have to, until you have to settle down.
Here's my definition of toxicity. Toxicity is all of the logical things that you do that women will call toxic.
Sensational.
Anything that you do logic, women will call toxic. So if a woman calls anything that you do that's logic, toxic.
Do you know how fucking rude that was?
Anything that's logical. If you do something that's logical and she calls it toxic, you know that you're doing something right.
Shit.
It's like, bro, me.
Sensational.
I'm known for not replying. Because it's like, if you do something stupid, or if you say something stupid, I'm not going to reply to your message. That's what I do to
you
bitches.
You wanted a reply, so I'm not going to
get exactly. It's like, if you say something stupid, I'm not going to reply. Now suddenly I'm toxic. That's not being toxic. That's like, I'm not going to allow you to waste my time. So if they call you toxic for that shit, allow.
You've won, mind you. You're one up. I'm just saying. For the niggas out there, maybe you should write a handbook for homies.
The mansplain handbook, the pimpology.
Pimpology. Everything that you need to get. In fact, I don't want to say tricking, because I feel like being a trick as well.
Remember when we said this? We came up with the scenario, and then
remind me now.
Remember when you were saying that if we had, I don't know how much money it was.
That's what I'm saying. I was about to say that if you need money to trick, but anyway, go ahead.
What did you say? If we had like a million or something, a random million to spend.
Hey! And then you said some funny shit.
So we were like, guys, if we had a random million just to do fuck shit with, you are not obligated to save and invest or nothing. You can just do that. You'll be good for life. You'll get another 2 or 3 in the next 3 days or something. Way more. You just have this million. What should you do with this? And then we were just like, all right, so we're gonna do A, B, C, D, E to draw ourselves by cause that, da, 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 da. All the materialistic things. And then when it comes to the hoes, cause as niggas, we always have to have the hoes on payroll. You know what I'm saying?
That's the first one.
So payroll. I'm like, I'll do a dumb flex where I'll just randomly hand a chick 50K for no reason, even if she doesn't talk to me. Oh, hell no!
Can y'all hear this dumbass shit, bro? Do y'all hear this
it
fucking...
It sounds like a flex. It's
oh
like...
Oh my God, it's nuts.
Listen, I know it's nuts, but it's like, I know she'll want me after that. But... It's a stupid thing. Like, it's a stupid ideology. I'd never perform that because that's stupid. Why would I just give someone 50K for no
one
reason?
One bitch.
I'd rather us go shopping.
One bitch.
I'd rather us go shopping.
Bruh, one bitch. No, I don't
not
care.
One. Not it's one. Like but 50 one is a budget for all.
Bruh. It's like, that's like 5 bitches, bruh. Like, they're getting 10K each. Oh, bruh. Fuck that, bruh.
Might as well 5K each.
You see, 10 bitches, 5K each. Yeah, but now you thinking, oh, you... Bruh, let me tell you.
The five where they have 10K each is actually better for me. Because, like, you make them feel special.
But that's
but
too
they,
many women.
No, listen,
no, wait, hold up.
No,
but that's
no,
too
no,
many
no. Five,
women,
five,
but
five.
That's too many
no,
women.
No, no, no. Five is better because you make them feel special, but then they're not the only one. And you don't have to lose track of, like, everything that you do when you switch.
I could do, okay, five
when
women.
When you switch players, when you switch avatars,
wait,
you won't
saying,
forget anything.
So
your career mode will be saved.
Oh, shit, sensational.
When you switch avatars, your career will be saved. You'll be fine.
So you're saying 5 women, 10K, or 10 women, 5K?
5 women, 10K.
That's what I'm saying as well.
Yeah, I'm saying that because when you start switching avatars, you're not gonna forget anything. And when you have 10, there's just too many, then one more bitch, and then,
too much. Now you're not fucking. Because mind you, now they're busy now fighting and they're bickering.
Exactly.
Now
five. You gotta, and five. all of them must get in the fucking car and we must all go together.
Ah, oh, blaz.
And then we argued about this. This is so stupid. So if you don't listen to this, you can now switch to the next episode. But it's fine. We then said, I'm going to put one. Wait, which hole would you put in the front seat out of the five? Because someone will have to sit in the front seat.
No.
They will fight okay, if no wait. One sits in the front seat.
She has to be the one who... I don't know how to put this politely because they're all women who listen to the show. But she has to be the one who...
Nah, you can say it.
I don't want to say she's the one who likes me the most. Were you going to say... What was I going to say, actually, now that...
Oh, the one that let you fuck on request.
But that's the one who likes me the most. The one who's like, yabolo. That's the one I'm not even gonna fuck first. Trust. Exactly. I'm not fucking
no,
her first.
No, I'm just putting her as a trophy. She's just,
yes, just
it's trophy. A display.
Yes.
It's a display showing what's it. And they know why she's there. So then they're like, let me see what she's doing. And she's the chilled one.
She's the chilled. She's acting. She's the one who's acting like how I want all of them to act. So she exactly. needs to be the, you know, centerpiece.
She's a template for how all the others should act. So she was sitting in the front seat. When you were like, I know, all my bitches shouldn't fight.
Yeah, they're not going to fight, Verle. If they I will. Do that, this move, they're not going
to
fight.
No, I'm saying, Uzi, you wanted to leave the front seat vacated.
That's if I don't care too much about these women and I'm about to switch them up in a minute.
But if they're all together, like, nah, bro.
If you like the harmony...
You have to give them the competition they want.
That is if you want to keep the harmony. I get your idea if you want to keep the harmony and you're like, you're actually interested in these bitches for a while.
Yeah, I'll take my top five hoes.
Top five.
I'll take my top five holes and go with them. Bruh, I'll go with my Jordan, my Kobe, my...
Your Kevin Durant, your James Harden.
Bruh, my Magic your Kyrie. Johnson.
Bruh, that's fine. I already know which ones I'm saying. But anyway, I know where I'm going with my 1 million. Fuck that, bruh. Like, I would... Ooh, bruh. Splurge.
1 million to do cock shit.
Cock shit. Anything.
You'll be fine after.
Bruh.
I'll just splurge on anything and get cars and just tangible shit. Tech. Get my tech up. Get a lot of tech. Get a lot of devices. Get my tech up. Do some stupid shit.
Bruh.
Go live. Like, do some. Explore a bit. Travel. Money. Not too much because the other money I'd like to like travel for real.
Mm.
So it's just like maybe even in my city, I want to explore my city, but the top places in my city, be a connoisseur of my city.
Mm.
And then I'll go to other places. Like, I don't want to say, I want to go to another city and get their top places and then come back and be like, and then they say, okay, what can I say in your, or what can I do in your city? Like, she has to come back to my city.
You know what I'd do? I think I'd do a South African run, just the whole tour of the whole country. And I make sure wherever we stop, I party as hard as I can and I get to know the locals and I fuck. Then I go. 3 days in each city. 3 days in each. I'm splurged.
Yeah, it's so nationwide tour is fire, though.
Bruh.
Nationwide tour is fire. Yeah, but I think I'll end with like something like Pretoria, Josie, Pretoria.
That's definitely the place to close it off. Definitely the.
I'll end there.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen.
Too much.
But when I come home, I know. I think I'm going to try to get more lit at home than I would in other cities.
Yeah, as a Cape Town, I'm going to live a high life. I'm going to get sushi.
I
go to run, man, Jay.
But I guess you know what this was, what this is, what this is, or what this was, and what this always will motherfucking be. It's a Let Me Mansplain podcast where everything goes, just as long as you can mansplain it. We out.